Over the summer, confronting scenes of millions of dead fish in the Darling River sparked a serious conversation around the state of the Murray-Darling Basin. A new investigation into this disaster has been completed by a panel of experts convened by the Australian Academy of Science and commissioned by Labor.
There's not enough water in the system. We stand on the precipice of trashing Australia's biggest river system. We know what is happening and we know why it is happening. The only question is, what will we do?
Professor Richard Kingsford was one of the scientists on the panel. He's the director of the Centre for Ecosystem Science at the University of New South Wales and joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Patricia.
A Productivity Commission report into the Murray-Darling Basin has taken place. There was a South Australian Royal Commission report too. This report you've worked on and a report due to be released on Wednesday commissioned by the Minister. What's new in your report?
What we've done is obviously really concentrate on the short-term causes of the fish kills, and there were three of them on the Lower Darling there near Menindi. But we were also asked by the opposition leader, Bill Shorten, to look at what other potential long-term causes might have brought about that fish kill, and that prompted us to look at long-term changes in river flows as a result of what's happened to the river over the past 30, 40 years, but also more recently.
So what action needs to be taken?
Look, I mean, there's fundamentally a problem there in that we're getting less and less water down that river system, which means the Menindi lakes are drying up more often. Broken Hill has to have a pipeline. We're getting more low flows or no flows, which are fundamentally important for blue-green algal blooms, and that's where this problem with the fish occurred. And the only reason that we're getting these low flows, because one of the things we did in our analysis was look at 100 years of rainfall, and obviously this is a terrible drought we're in, but we have had other worse droughts, the Millennium Drought and the Federation Drought in particular. And the flows have been getting less and the times that the river's not flowing have been increasing. And that is the fundamental problem, which means, of course, that we have to try and protect the environmental flows, the water that's brought back by the taxpayer in the river systems is not protected through the whole system. And we also need to ensure that we're not moving benchmarks in terms of the diversion of water out of this river.
The report identified serious deficiencies in governance and management over the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. So what were those deficiencies? Who or what is responsible for those deficiencies?
You know, ultimately, the Water Act and the Murray-Darling Basin Plan comes down to implementation. The overarching framework is set by the Murray-Darling Basin Authority, but it's up to the states, essentially, to make it happen, and they do that through water sharing or water resource plans. And the issues around water resource planning in the Darling and its tributary river catchments are about, essentially, how do people get access to that water? We know, for example, from reports by the Murray-Darling Basin Authority that somewhere between only 20 and 50% of the water is metered that's diverted from the river. These are floodplain harvesting access rights. The New South Wales government is currently endeavouring to regulate floodplain harvesting, but the issues are about how much of that take is take that's occurred after governments committed to the Murray-Darling Basin cap. And then last year we had the government essentially take away 70,000 megalitres of water that was part of the Northern Adjustment on the basis of scientific analysis, which was mainly hydrological analysis, which doesn't measure low flows or high flows very well, and yet primarily focusing on socioeconomic impacts on the irrigation community as opposed to the broader community.
The Greens have called for a federal royal commission into allegations of maladministration of the river system. From your assessments, do you think that would be a sensible move?
I think we have had a lot of inquiries into the Murray-Darling Basin and its management and the rivers. So we have a lot of data. We have a lot of understanding. I think the solutions are there. It's primarily about whether we've got the political will to fix them.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks very much, Patricia.
That's Professor Richard Kingsford. He was one of the scientists on that panel. And this is RN Drive.